जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी
And now chapter 17, the history of Kaliya. Having thus heard how Lord Krishna chastised Kaliya, King Parikshit inquired, Why did Kaliya leave Ramanaka Island, the abode of the serpents, and why did Garuda become so antagonistic toward him alone?
To avoid being eaten by Garuda, the serpents had previously made an arrangement with him whereby they would each make a monthly offering of tribute at the base of a tree. Thus every month on schedule, O mighty armed King Parikshit, each serpent would duly make his offering to that powerful carrier of Vishnu as a purchase of protection. Although all the other serpents were dutifully making offerings to Garuda, one serpent, the arrogant Kaliya, son of Kadru, would eat all these offerings before Garuda could claim them. Thus Kaliya directly defied the carrier of Lord Vishnu. O King, the greatly powerful Garuda, who is very dear to the Supreme Lord, became angry when he heard of this. Desiring to kill Kaliya, he rushed toward the serpent with tremendous speed. As Garuda swiftly fell upon him, Kaliya, who had the weapon of poison, raised his numerous heads to counterattack. Showing his ferocious tongues and expanding his horrible eyes, Kaliya then bit Garuda with the weapons of his fangs. The angry son of Tarksha moved with overwhelming speed in repelling Kaliya's attack. That terribly powerful carrier of Lord Madhusudana struck the son of Kadru with his left wing, which shone like gold. Beaten by Garuda's wing, Kaliya was extremely distraught, and thus he took shelter of a lake adjoining the river Yamuna. Garuda could not enter this lake. Indeed, he could not even approach it. In that very lake, Garuda had once desired to eat a fish, fish being, after all, his normal food. Although forbidden by the sage Sobari, who was meditating there within the water, Garuda took courage and, feeling hungry, seized the fish. Seeing how the unfortunate fish in that lake had become most unhappy at the death of their leader, Sobari uttered the following curse under the impression that he was mercifully acting for the benefit of the lake's residents. He said, If Garuda ever again enters this lake and eats the fish here, he will immediately lose his life. What I am saying is the truth. Of all the serpents, only Kaliya came to know of this affair, and in fear of Garuda, he took up residence in that Yamuna lake. Later, Lord Krishna drove him out. I will now resume my narration of what happened after Kaliya left. Krishna rose up out of the lake wearing divine garlands, fragrances, and garments, covered with many fine jewels and decorated with gold. When the cowherds saw him, they all stood up immediately, just like an unconscious person's senses coming back to life. Filled with great joy, they affectionately embraced him. Having regained their vital functions, Yashoda, Rohini, Nanda, and all the other cowherd women and men went up to Krishna. O descendant of Kuru, even the dried-up trees came back to life. Lord Balaram embraced his infallible brother and laughed, knowing well the extent of Krishna's potency. Out of great feelings of love, Balaram lifted Krishna up on his lap and repeatedly looked at him. The cows, bulls, and young female calves also achieved the highest pleasure. All the respectable Brahmins, together with their wives, came forward to greet Nanda Maharaj. They said to him, Your son was in the grips of Kaliya, but by the grace of Providence, he is now free. The Brahmins then advised Nanda Maharaj, "To assure that your son Krishna will always be free from danger, you should give charity to the Brahmins." With a satisfied mind, O King, Nanda Maharaj then very gladly gave them gifts of cows and gold. The greatly fortunate Mother Yashoda, having lost her son and then regained him, placed him on her lap. That chaste lady cried constant torrents of tears as she repeatedly embraced him. O best of kings, because the residents of Vrindavan were feeling very weak from hunger, thirst, and fatigue, they and the cows spent the night where they were, lying down near the bank of the Kalindi. During the night, while all the people of Vrindavan were asleep, a great fire blazed up within the dry summer forest. The fire surrounded the inhabitants of Vraja on all sides and began to scorch them. Then the residents of Vrindavan woke up, extremely disturbed by the great fire threatening to burn them. Thus they took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who by his spiritual potency appeared like an ordinary human being. One of them cried out,
"Krishna, Krishna, O Lord of all opulence, O Ram, possessor of unlimited power, this most terrible fire is about to devour us, your devotees. O Lord, we are your true friends and devotees. Please protect us from this insurmountable fire of death. We can never give up your lotus feet, which drive away all fear."
Seeing his devotees so disturbed, Sri Krishna, the infinite Lord of the universe and possessor of infinite power, then swallowed the terrible forest fire.
Thus ends the 17th chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The History of Kaliya.